now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia, home of Australia's best 7-year warranty.
5 minutes away from three, Richard Arnold, our man on the ground. Richard, apologies for getting to you late. I had to take that call from Glenn, a police officer, just telling it exactly how it is on the streets with the courts as well. Mate, in your part of the world, tech companies stand up against the Trump travel ban.
Yeah, this is an interesting slant. Afternoon, Ben. US Appeals Court is going to hear arguments tomorrow on the Trump travel measure, the move by the president to ban travellers for a period from seven mostly Muslim countries. Well, one surprising group opposing the Trump move is the tech industry. Almost two-thirds of the high-skilled workers who give Silicon Valley its worldwide lead in tech enterprises are immigrants. So 97 major companies now have signed on to the court filing to oppose the Trump ban. They include Google, Apple, Microsoft, eBay, Netflix, Facebook, Twitter, and Ford, among many, many others, says Aaron Levy of the software company Vox Incorporated.
America has been at the bleeding edge of so many innovative markets, of so many innovative trends, because we're able to work at a global scale.
So the tech industry says there aren't enough Americans with the specialized skills that these companies need, says Levy.
Many of our founding employees come from different countries, some of which are actually on the banned list.
Now, that would include Steve Jobs, right, who immigrated from Syria, while the bosses of Google and Microsoft these days are from India. Sergey Brin, who co-founded Google, is a Russian refugee who moved to America as a boy, and on it goes. The group notes that immigrants or their children founded more than 200 of the companies on the Fortune 500 list, including Apple, Kraft, Ford, General Electric, AT&T, Boeing, and Disney. They say also immigrants are more than three times more likely to file patents than American-born citizens. These tech companies also are raising concerns about Trump promises to undo various free trade agreements. And late today, two more companies added their names to this list, Tesla and SpaceX, companies founded by Elon Musk, an immigrant from South Africa.
No wonder they're lining up. No wonder they're lining up. Richard, putting it in perspective. Thank you, mate. Richard Arnold on the ground in the US.